You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The race is on. Someone's trying to get in the governor game. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Washington County Executive Josh Showman, a Republican and Iraq war veteran, has filed to run for Wisconsin governor next year. He's the first major candidate to enter the race. The 43-year-old, who earned an Army Commendation Medal and leads one of Wisconsin's most conservative counties, plans to announce his bid Sunday at an event in West Bend. Governor Tony Evers has not yet said whether he'll seek a third term in the November 2026 election.
Waupun Correctional Institution and Green Bay Correctional are the oldest prisons in Wisconsin, over 100 years old apiece. What does their future hold? Joanne Krulatz reports on a hearing about the prisons at the state capitol.
Governor Tony Evers has included $530 million in his next budget for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. DOC Secretary Jared Hoy testified in front of an assembly committee Tuesday. He says aging facilities need to be updated, with Waupun and Green Bay correctional institutes having been built in the 1800s. Evers' proposal would close the Green Bay Correctional Institution and convert others while also expanding the earned release program. Republican leaders in the legislature are skeptical of the plan.
And state Democrats have introduced legislation to protect access to abortion in the state by repealing restrictions like ultrasound requirements and insurance coverage bans. On Wednesday, State Representative Lisa Subek and State Senator Kel DeRoys officially introduced the Abortion Rights Restoration Act. In addition to repealing those restrictions, the legislation would also repeal the 1849 law that effectively banned abortion in the state following the Dobbs decision. The state Supreme Court is also considering a lawsuit challenging that law. The chief judge of Milwaukee County Courts says that while a worry-free courthouse would be ideal, the law allows the government to carry out warrants. Stuart J. Waddles has more from the top judge in the county.
Judge Carl Ashley talked to the media earlier this week after the arrest of Judge Hannah Dugan.
In a perfect world, we would have the opportunity to have a courthouse where people would never have to worry about coming there for their activities. But the reality is there are legal parameters which allow the government to effectuate warrants, and we're not going to interfere with that.
Judge Ashley did confirm that a reserve judge will handle her cases as the state Supreme Court suspended Judge Dugan during the proceedings. Judge Dugan faces federal obstruction charges for allegedly diverting ICE agents and aiding an undocumented immigrant's exit from the courthouse.
A hearing by the City of Wausau Ethics Board into a complaint against Mayor Doug Dinney is on hold, pending the outcome of a separate state DOJ investigation. Joanne Krulatz explains.
It stems from Dinney's actions last September when he moved the city clerk's ballot drop box into his office. Ethics board members voted 4-1 to postpone proceedings for up to 4 months due to lack of participation from city clerk Caitlin Bernardi and city attorney Ann Jacobson during the ongoing DOJ investigation. The ethics board will continue its investigation with only 4 members. Brian Mason announced that he would be vacating his seat at the scheduled end of his term on Wednesday.
And Republican state lawmakers are introducing a number of bills targeting regulations in a variety of fields. The bill package was introduced on Wednesday, targeting administrative rules overseeing issues like childhood vaccines, environmental protections, and business licensing. An outside investigation into the leak of a Wisconsin Supreme Court draft order agreeing to hear a lawsuit challenging the 1849 law banning abortion failed to turn up the source. A report released on Wednesday said investigators interviewed over 60 people and reviewed computer records in their effort to identify the leak. It also claims computer usage data from between June 13th, when the order was drafted, and June 26th, when the Wisconsin Watch published the story on the order, was missing. Investigators found no evidence of an external breach. And after the first attempt failed, it's on to Plan B for a stuck Milwaukee boat. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest.
Now they're going to try and yoink the boat up and out. The stranded boat Deep Thought will finally be removed from Milwaukee's lakefront Tuesday, weather permitting. If it's a go, the city is going to close Lincoln Memorial Drive so that a crane can be brought in to pull the boat over the beach and onto land. It comes after repeated towing attempts failed. Lincoln Memorial will be closed Tuesday between Lafayette Hill and East Water Tower Road from early morning to late afternoon. The North Point parking lot will also be closed during the operation. The boat's been stuck in that place since October.
And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents about storm chaser scams. Following the severe weather across the state last week, officials say residents should be on the lookout for repair crews going door-to-door offering help. The scammers are typically from out of state and seek to take advantage of those who experienced storm damage. What they like to do is take payments for repairs and leave the area without doing any work. You should look to hire local contractors and detail repair work. Allergy season has arrived. I'm sure you've already felt it. The sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. And the main over-the-counter meds used to manage it are antihistamines or decongestants.
For our antihistamines, if you're having watery eyes, sneezing, or if you're having like a runny nose, antihistamines are the best medication to use for those symptoms. For decongestions, if you're having like a stuffy nose or nasal congestion, a decongestants will be a best choice for that. But if you are experiencing all symptoms, using both medications will have a complete relief.
That's Rebecca Tao, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health. She says seek medical attention if your symptoms are severe and persistent, and be mindful of potential drug interactions.
Especially to treat high blood pressure, or if you're taking sedative medications such as opioids or anti-anxiety medications or antidepressant medication, because taking these medications together can cause unwanted side effects, or it can also reduce the effectiveness of your prescription drugs.
And there are other ways besides pills, she says, you can use to reduce symptoms with lifestyle changes or having certain environmental strategies.
You'll want to wash your hands or face frequently, or take showers after you're outdoor, use a purifier in the house, or just cleaning your house regularly can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
And research shows that allergies have only been getting worse, with deteriorating air quality and warming temperatures. And a new law in Wisconsin will allow bartenders to obtain a statewide liquor license, rather than obtaining a new one in each municipality where they work. Bartenders with previous local license issues could be ineligible for the statewide license. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Crew beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 4-0 shutout win over the Chicago Cubs in front of over 37,000 fans in Milwaukee. It snapped a 3-game losing streak. Manager Pat Murphy.
We had a lot of great performances today, but, you know, we shut out one of the best offensive teams in baseball, if not the best. They're solid through and through, and they're a great club. They're just old enough and just experienced enough, and their young guys are at the peak of their game.
The Brewers broke out with a 4-run rally in the sixth after Cubs starter Shota Imanaga had to leave with a left hamstring injury. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Did it kind of on the runner over to first base. You know, we'll probably do some imaging to see what's going on. He's never had any lower body, you know, muscle strains, so he's a little unsure of what the feeling means.
The Brewers open a 3-game home series tonight against the Houston Astros. NFL Packers wrapping up their rookie minicamp over the weekend. They'll return on Sunday to begin the next phase of the team's offseason program. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Is there anything Gwyneth Paltrow thinks she can't do? Probably not. She desperately wants to help you find the right Mother's Day gift for your wife or mother. Variety reports that her company, Goop, says they offer thoughtful gifts at healthy prices. They're not kidding. Whether you're looking for a $600 flower bouquet, a sleep headband for 350 smackers, or a $4,000 blanket, she's got it all. Sure, it's a lot of money, but don't worry. All the proceeds go right to Gwynny's ego. A recent study shows that rats can distinguish between two different kinds of wine. The study, done by animal cognition scientists, say rats can distinguish between Sauvignon Blanc and Riesling. A couple things. This is finally the news we've been waiting for as a society. And two, this might sound impressive, but what scientists failed to share was that one of the rats was so stupid he ordered red wine with fish. The 2025 Tony nominations are in, and leading the way are the nominees for Best Musical, which are Buena Vista Social Club, Dead Outlaw, Death Becomes Her, Maybe Happy Ending, and Operation Mincemeat, a new musical. In addition to Best Musical, here are other notable nominations. Best Actress in a Leading Role in a Play, Mia Farrow squares off against Succession's Sarah Snook. Broadway musical mainstay Jonathan Groff is up for Best Actor in a Musical, and Nicole Scherzinger is up for the same award in the Actress category. George Clooney drew a nod for his role in Good Night and Good Luck in the Best Actor category for a play that's not a musical. And there is more Hollywood crossover as Bob Odenkirk received a nomination for his role in Glengarry Glen Ross. The 78th Annual Tony Awards takes place June 8th. I'm not sure there will ever be another movie star quite like Tom Cruise. He makes incredibly entertaining films, always picks the right project, and does his own stunts. He has a huge appetite for adrenaline and apparently a huge appetite on days he has to pull off such crazy stunts. In a recent interview with People magazine, he discussed Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 2. Cruise talked about one scene in particular called wing walking, where he actually walks on the wing of an airplane. Cruise said he was inspired to do it while watching old movies where stuntmen would walk on the wing of an airplane while it was going 50 or 60 miles an hour. The plane in Dead Reckoning is going 120 miles an hour, and it's just Cruise, no stuntman. How does he prepare for a stunt like that? The actor says he eats a massive breakfast, including lots of sausage and a dozen eggs. Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning lands in theaters on May 23rd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to 45 for a low tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.